The RPG After Years is part of the We Can Make This Work Probably Network. Find out more at probablywork.com.
Welcome to the RPG After Years, your weekly show covering all things RPGs from the past, present, and future. This is a special bonus announcement episode. We've got a lot to talk about. I'm your co-host, Scott.
And I'm your other co-host, Rich.
Rich is just recovering from a flu, so if he sounds tired or winded, that's why.
Sorry.
All right, so basically the main purpose of this episode is we're going to be announcing the winner of the next RPG Club. The votes have all come in, and it's time to make the announcement. And we also have some show upkeep related. It's a big announcement after that, so stay tuned. First up, so the winner of this RPG Club is... I think I have a drum roll sound effect, don't I? Where is that?
I think you do.
There we go. Phantasy Star 4, originally released for the Sega Genesis. It was nominated by Disa. So congrats, Disa. We love Disa here, so it's kind of poetic.
Yep.
How do you feel about this, Rich?
Everybody knows my love for Phantasy Star. So, and this is how the show started. It was with that. It's nice. It's nice to see Phantasy Star coming back. Maybe I'll give it another go. It's definitely nice that Disa's pick one because she's a big supporter of the show.
Right.
It's on the Switch, so I should be able to play it just fine. Yep.
It's on basically everything. let me look at the list real quick because I do have it noted somewhere what systems it's on. I'm clearly very, very prepared today. Let's see. You can get it on obviously the original Genesis, if you have that laying around somehow. It's on the Wii. You can get it on Switch Online, PS2, PSP, Windows, Linux, Mac OS, PS4, Switch, PS3, Xbox 360, and even the Genesis Mini. So I think some of those are listed there as part of like big Genesis collections that came out on those systems. So yeah. But just think, if you get those collections, you get like 20 other games as well. Let's see. The last two games that got eliminated were Breath of Fire 3 and Disco Elysium. Who knows if we will ever be playing Breath of Fire at this rate, at this point.
Never happen.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yep. So I think Phantasy Star 4 is about, I think it's like 23 hours or something. So I figured we'd do it in 4 club segments. So about 8 weeks.
Nice.
Yep. I don't know what those segments are going to be. However, the club will begin on Sunday, September 25th, which is a week from today as of this recording. All right, Rich, are you ready for the big announcement?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So this is kind of a bittersweet thing. So the good news was the RPG Club. The bad news is that Rich and I have decided to take a step down from hosting the podcast. It's very sad news. So what had happened was I messaged Rich and Bill probably a couple weeks ago at this point, maybe a week, basically saying that although I love the podcast, it does take up a lot of time to plan it all out and all the other back end work. And it's a time commitment. And although I don't regret the time I spent with the show, I think at this point I need to look out for my own quality of life. It's like when I am recording with Rich and Bill. Like, while I'm actually recording, it's a lot of fun. I have fun. I enjoy it. But everything else, it's gotten to the point for me where it's too much. But what surprised me is Rich's response. So, Rich, how do you feel?
I mirror those same comments when you brought them up. Like, I'm pretty much go with the flow on a lot of things. And I decided that when you brought it up, I'm like, you know, I've been feeling those things for a little bit. I was just going to go along with it. I'm one of the OG hosts of the show. I've been doing this for, what do we say, 4 years?
Something like that, yeah.
4 or 5 years. And yeah, I think it's time to take a step back. I had a lot of fun doing it. I mean, it's a big fun time when me and you get together. The thing is though, guys, the community is not changing. The community is staying. It's just the show is going to go through another change. Kind of like a season change, I should say, like, TV shows, we could just say that new characters come on. We're not really sure what that's going to look like, but I agree with Scott. It does take a lot of time. Just so you guys know, Scott puts in a lot of effort in these shows. I put in a good amount, but he puts in way more than I do. But
that's not as true these days. But there was a point where I was basically doing, 75, 80% of the work.
So at that point we had a conversation about that. And I was like, you know what? I gotta step up. We gotta do these things. That's when we started rotating off, like, who does what, when. So I got more involved with that. And then I definitely noticed that the time commitment does take a lot. And, it's going to suck a little bit, that we're not going to meet on a weekly basis like we normally did, but
Yeah. And I love what we've built. Around. Like Rich just said, we're still going to be around. We're still going to be in the Discord. I'm still going to be doing my Twitch streams for the foreseeable future. So we're not going to fall off the face of the internet or anything. So here's the plan as to what's actually going to happen going forward. So we're going to maintain the regular release schedule to the best of our abilities throughout the rest of this RPG club. So you can kind of view the next few months as like a one last big celebration with myself and Rich. Bill doesn't know exactly what he's going to do yet after this, but I know he plans on maintaining the RPG club. And so there will be new games. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like or what he plans to do it. And I don't think he does either, but he doesn't want everything to just end, which I admire. I just hope he's able to keep up with it. He's going to keep doing the Golden Years list games as well, which, it's been going really well for him lately. He's super busy as well. But as far as the Patreon goes, we're going to leave it up, since the RPG Club is going to continue, but I know Bill plans on restructuring the benefits. I don't know if he's going to leave just the RPG Club related stuff or what. But the point is, the thing's not going to just die. It just may be more irregular and more specialized, I guess.
You won't hear from us a lot, or at least in the show.
Yeah, and I've told Bill that if there's like a review he wants me on, or like I'm willing to guest host in the future or whatever, I'm just done with the workload, if that makes sense. So
it makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
And it's just, I know I surprised the crap out of you. And we talked about, we talked about other people joining the show and, co-hosting with me and me continuing on. But like I told you guys in the group chat about that, I'm like, no, if I can't do that with Scott, I'm not doing it with anybody else, unfortunately. Because you guys know it does take a lot of trust, and you got to have good chemistry with the person that you're going to. And I've built that with Scott for like 5 years.
Yeah.
More than that. I know. So like bringing somebody completely new in and trying to build that, rapport is something I don't want to do. And unless it was like Corey, sure, but I can't do that. And so, that's what probably Bill understands that too. And that's why I hope you understand that, Scott, is I just can't, I don't see myself doing with anybody else.
I agonized it, because to be completely agonized over telling you guys for many months, even like I brought it up to Corey, like I don't know what to do many times. Yeah. And I was like, I told him, I don't know how they could do it without me. Not just to be being honest. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, I could probably with the same format, I could still do the same format, and that's not a problem. It my fear is the co-host and doing all that and having all that same magic, per se, is very, and I just didn't build a connection with anybody else that you could do that. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. I love the show and I love what we built. I love the community. But the time has come.
Yep. It's time to sunset the after years.
Yeah.
And go about our other stuff we got going on. So,
yeah. I think Bill plans on renaming the podcast to just RPG Years, which if I could go back in time, that's what I would have done instead of the after years in the first place. But
why did we pick that? Did I think I nominated the name. And I had a reason behind it, and you guys were all on board with it.
Because then, it was after the Golden Years, and it aligns with Final Fantasy, you know, 4. So it's like an RPG-ish name. But from the perspective of, you know, SEO and the show actually making sense, RPG Years would have been better, I think, looking back. But it is what it is. We did what we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yep.
We built it. We did a – have you noticed, though, that we started – I think we started the RPG Club, or you know, the show did.
Mm-hmm. We did,
and I saw other people doing it.
There was several other. I noticed like several other things emulated that format because it's a great idea.
Yeah,
because we thought did about it, going down to even just doing the RPG Club, but we felt like a bi-weekly show would have been like pointless almost. So
yeah, and it's just weird that, you know, when you brought that up to us. You know, it took off and, you know, we just had something I loved still to this day. But then seeing like a few other shows pop up, no offense to the shows, you know, definitely it's not something that, you know, you can't do. But I noticed that, you know, we did have some influence.
Right.
We also had some influences on, you know, gaming companies and releasing, you know, remasters and ports. Just saying, guys, it was us. We did it.
Yep.
Yes.
So let's all enjoy Phantasy Star 4. And the link to our Discord is in the pinned tweet on our Twitter and also in the show notes. That way, if you want to like keep apprised of what's going on with the show as plans become more concrete, I'm sure Bill's going to be updating us. He's super busy right now, too. And I feel very sad, but I also feel that this is the best decision for me. And I think you feel the same, right?
I do. And like you said, we'll, you know, me and you may show up occasionally. We may get together doing a recording episode. Who knows? We may do something. But the show will go on under Bill.
That's right. You got anything else to say on the subject?
Nope. Let's just close it out and let's get to some Phantasy Star 4.
Let's finish strong. Yep. All right. Rich and I are going to be off to record the main episode now. So we'll see you on Thursday if you're listening to this before then. All right.